870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. I'll tell you what, if I had a nickel for every time somebody asked me about what I thought about the websites crashing for Obamacare, I'd be a very wealthy woman. I'd be giving some of it back to you, the listeners, because it'd be a mountain of cash, I'm telling you. It'd be like winning the lottery. Unbelievable how many people are still enraged by what has happened since October 1st. But, of course, that coincided with the closing of the government to the tune of about $25 billion, if you believe that figure. It certainly was up there. And it sent people really scrambling. A lot of what happened with the shutdown had rippling effects across the United States. And now, with this strange year, and these budget committees forming, there's about 29 people, this little budgetary committees that are forming of Republicans and Democrats are going to have to figure out a way to figure out the budget by a December drop-dead date to make sure it's ready for January. And then we have the whole thing of the debt ceiling that's been lifted, and then that comes crushing down in February. So while all this conversation about Obamacare goes on, there still is the other part of what's happening, and that's, can Washington get it right again, or do we see another shutdown? Somebody asked me that today, and I don't see another shutdown. Do you see another shutdown? That would be completely off the rails and disastrous for anybody who's part of the legislative branch. But the people who, I call them the middle class folks who work for the government, not the people with the higher pay grades that are running these different departments. I'm talking about the backbone of some of the government workers. A lot of them are going to see the whole sequester thing again. So if you couple that with the shutdown and then giving everybody's out and then some people are back and then paying all that money and losing all that money during the shutdown. And then there's the debate about the sequester. So you have Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, a Democrat from California, and Congressman Michael Turner, a Republican from Ohio, talking about the sequester and how strange that twist will be as they try to come up with a budget for this upcoming year.
Not only with the shutdown, but with the second set of sequestration, with the Senate not even bringing its bill yet to the floor of the Senate, we are definitely in a very strange time.
We've seen dramatic effects on military force readiness, such as the grounding of 17 Air Force combat squadrons, reductions in force squadrons, training exercise reduced, modernization programs curtailed, and the furloughs of Department of Defense civilians.
All right, so that's just a handful of the problems and things that have to be worked out in a very, very short amount of time. And boy, are these the people to try to do that? No, but they have to do it because we cannot go through this again and lose even more money in some cockamamie shutdown to start off the year. So the president now, in the middle of all of this, has delayed the health care law's individual mandate, not by a year, by a couple of months. It's been extended, the enrollment period, to March 31st of 2014. It was supposed to be the beginning of January. So that means that people would just have more time to sign up for it because people couldn't buy the insurance when the primary website didn't work. So they got extra time because of the technical issues because, it made no sense. It made no sense not to extend it, and there was pressure from the Hill to extend it. I mean, actually, from the Republicans, they wanted it delayed for over a year, but that's not happening now at this point, but at least until March that's happening. And Kathleen Sebelius is going to have to answer about the website glitches, but she didn't know. She was clueless. Supposedly she was clueless about the glitches, and so was the president. And how they weren't included on this. I mean, I get that there's a zillion other things happening, but that part of it, just are we ready to go? Here are your people. Here's who's delegated. Wouldn't there be a quick conversation about it? People, it's about the details. They never seem to get the details right. And Republicans, by the way, are already coming up with bills to delay the requirement even further on the individuals to buy health insurance. And they may have the numbers to pass a proposal in the House. With 15 Democrats, they could get something through even maybe in the Senate. And Senator Joe Manchin, who's definitely not in a reelection year next year, is working on a bill that would delay the IRS penalty for a year, not just saying, okay, March you have to have it. He's saying, let's do this for a year. And this is a Democrat saying, yeah, let's do this for a year. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, is drafting a bill to delay the requirement until the system's been certified as working for 6 straight months, because he's saying he doesn't want to see the site crash and then people can't get in. And then they're supposed to meet this requirement. So it's not just, even the Chicago Tribune, the headline in the Chicago Tribune was, the bugs aren't just in the software, they're in the law itself. So now we've got a new team of specialists. They're working around the clock to fix the site. And they met with insurance executives to talk about it, you know, people from Humana and Blue Cross Blue Shield and Aetna and whatever, to give them a perspective of how it's all moving along. So sticking to the current set of deadlines is not happening. How far they'll push it right now, the deadline is going to be March 31st. Does it go beyond that? Does it get pushed further down the line? It's a possibility that that might happen. But right now, at least there's a few months, because it wouldn't be fair for people who have to sign up. And by the way, the fines are very minimal now at this point. Each year they go up. So for an individual, it's basically $95 if you weren't going to get the insurance. But it's like a slap in the face. We force you to get this insurance, and if not, you're going to get taxed for it. While this whole system is taxing to us and just even trying to figure it out and setting up healthcare.gov. So the contractor behind it has talked about already, but he's going to give testimony on it, that extra testing could not have saved the site, because that was the thing. And that's the first thing I thought, well, why didn't you test it more? Thursday will be an interesting day in the House, because the senior vice president of CGI, one of the contractors paid millions to come up with the website, is going to testify and say that, you know, no matter how much testing it had, it wouldn't have mattered. There was crashes, slow response times, and all that kind of nonsense rolled into one. But this is going to be the buzz tomorrow. It's definitely going to be what we're talking about. And the difficulties and the drop-down menus that don't work and all the other nonsense. What do you think? 3 months fair to delay this, or just wipe it off the books for at least a year? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a minute. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight, and let's talk about something else. Something else that's unfortunately not joyful to talk about, but it's the reality of the world we live in. Don't groan. And we're not talking about the Obamacare website and how it's going to be seen and when it's going to fully be functional and all that stuff, and then testifying, getting grilled on the Hill. We're talking about what happened with this 13-year-old boy who was carrying two fake guns, a replica AK-47 and a fake handgun. And what happened was on Tuesday, he was spotted with the what looked like an assault rifle, but these were these play guns. And the police officers, sheriff's deputies, pulled over, and they maintained cover behind their open passenger door, right? They spotted him in this area walking around. And they yelled at him to put the weapon down. He had his back to them, and he began turning toward the officers, right? One of the deputies said that he was turning toward him, the barrel of the assault rifle was rising up and turning in his direction, so the deputy feared that he was going to get shot and was worried about his partner and all that other kind of stuff. So he shot the boy. And, excuse me, he was handcuffed. And the officers, so when he shot him, he was handcuffed, they shot him. And they called for the ambulance. And they found the fake rifle on the ground near him. And the handgun, the other, fake handgun was found tucked in his waistband. And the, I mean, just the saddest news because, I mean, first of all, it was fake, just a toy gun. So whatever happened, they see him, he's walking, and they just think it's real. So they react like, okay, you know, they're there, these sheriff's deputies, and hiding behind the door and telling him, yelling out at him, so he turns, and then they shoot him. But this is a kid that was a popular, which doesn't matter if he was or not, but of course, this is a kid that was a popular student. He was well-liked, I mean, just well-liked and gentle soul, and played in the band, and just, oh, just such a sad, sad story. Andy Lopez is the name. Andy Lopez Cruz is the name of the kid. And the Santa Rosa City School District was so upset, I mean, just so crushed, that they just released a statement and said it's a tragic event for the family, schools, the community, and he was kind, smart, and capable. So they pulled over. They saw him walking, assumed it was an assault rifle. Look at what's in the news. Look what's happening. We're talking about what happened in Sparks, Nevada. We're talking about the Adam Lanza thing in Newtown, Connecticut. We're talking about the other kid in Austin, Texas, who kills himself in front of students. I mean, there have been a few things that have happened. So they see that, and they just think that's what it is. They think that's what it is. And there was no markings on the gun that showed it was fake, like no orange pop on it or whatever. And boy, oh boy, that is rough all the way around. I mean, all the way around. For certainly for the kid, for the families, for the kids in that school. But imagine can you blame the officers? Is it their fault? Did they not take the precautions to really assess the situation and know, and then a kid is killed in the process? Some people would say that, you know, they just assumed and they murdered him. He was startled. He turned around to see who was yelling at him. It's a man. It doesn't know that it's a deputy. And then he gets, you know, pumped full of bullets. But they look like real guns. So do they have to, you know, they're making a quick decision under circumstances where they're concerned. I mean, I'll tell you, the one thing you have to take out of this is you just can't be in the streets or anywhere with replica guns. You just can't, what are you going to do? It's sad. He wasn't walking around pointing the guns at people. He wasn't doing that kind of stuff. They think he was just playing. He just had these replica guns. And, you know, they had the drop on him and thought that something else was going to happen. The context of this is the key thing here. And toy guns that should have those big orange tips. And that one was, you know, it was a mistake. It looked real, and there was no orange tip on it. And, you know, what's the dispute here? I mean, the thing is that the child was killed, but the dispute will be over what they saw, what they thought was happening. And I've said this before. We've played, when I was a kid, we played, you know, Cowboys and Indians. We played Cops and Robbers. I think we would be like Bonnie and Clyde, my brother and I, and we would run around the neighborhood. I know he had a bunch of fake guns, and I'm sure then we didn't have orange tips on them. But then the police weren't pulling us over and we were running around with real guns. In this case, I don't know. I would there be a better way for them to know what gun was real or not? It didn't have the tip on it, but could there have been a better way to identify him before taking the action? And of course, we don't know. We weren't there when it happened, but we know a few of the details. And what do you think happens to these police officers? What do you think should happen to these police officers? And it's very sad. because the kids were just crying and hysterical when they found out about him, because they really, really liked him. And, you know, here we are talking about the opposite. We're talking about a kid who there wasn't some bullying problem. There wasn't any kind of problems at all. He was doing well in school. His family was proud of him. Mm. All right, so that's a new rule. They definitely have to, and it's supposedly a federal law. You have to have those orange tips, and that has to be the way it is. If your kids are playing cops and robbers, they can't be running around with replica guns that could be mistaken for the real thing, and especially when they're in that older age, they're not five-year-olds. But who knows if what would have happened anyway? Who knows? Could have, yeah, it could have, you know, still went down probably the... Maybe not, but it could have still went down the same way if he had turned around a certain, you know, if he had turned around a certain way or whatever. And, you know, then, like I said, you start to hear what else is happening. And, of course, they tell the guys on the force, they tell the deputies, so they're well aware of things that are going on around the country and in their own neck of the woods, too. It's like this story about a Washington State middle school boy who was arrested and now is facing attempted murder charges because he brought 400 rounds of ammunition and knives and a handgun to school. They put him in juvenile detention, and it caused the lockdown of a middle school. They had to lock down the middle school for 2 hours because they were concerned because of what happened. Remember, think of Monday. The math teacher killed, two students wounded by a boy who killed himself then killed himself in a Nevada school. So things are happening. Crazy things are happening. And why bring all that? Why is he bringing ammunition and knives? And, you know, what was the reason for that? We don't know what the reason is. But they caught it and shut that one down before anything terrible could happen. I think the armed guards is going to be big at school, or should be big at school, paying attention. They're going to have safety drills so they know exactly what to do should the unthinkable happen, just to make everybody feel safer, including the kids, so they have a plan of action. But how sad that we've come to that, where now you got to sit here and draw up plans for what's the escape route, what do you do, who are the monitors, all of that kind of stuff, who bears the responsibility, and, you know, whatnot. Stay with us. Coming up, much more to come as we kick the can down the road here on America Tonight.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. the Family First Responders Kit loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yes, you know how I love my number. So another edition of We Can Count. We Can Count. This is interesting, and this is something that I might have mentioned on the show, but really deserves more time. How about this idea that the Boston Marathon bombing, one of the suspects who died, as you remember, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was accused of participating in a 2011 triple homicide outside of Boston. So just a couple of years ago, they believed that he was involved in this. Tsarnaev's involvement was revealed in an interview between the police and a Chechenian national, and it didn't come out until this week when prosecutors with their case against Tamerlan's brother, Zokar, made a reference to it in a court document that was filed at the beginning of the week. And so then it makes you think, oh, great. So he was involved in this triple homicide, but none of this came out before. Here we go to the situation. 2011 is when that happened. Imagine if he could have been picked up before. Well, we wouldn't be talking about what happened, I believe, at the Boston Marathon if that were the case. I don't think so. All right, and then there is this, just for fun. You know, we never talk about celebrities on the show, except for when it comes to, only when it comes to, you know, usually movies, or somebody does something great, you know, the Daily Salute, because they go above and beyond. But I got a few emails about it, so I thought I would mention it. And this is a who cares? This really is a who cares. But your number is 2. And then it's 6 degrees of separation. George Clooney apparently is dating Katie Holmes. Who is Katie Holmes? Oh, I know you're just cringing out there because you know I never talk about this crap. Katie Holmes is the ex wife of Tom Cruise, and apparently they went to the Gravity premiere in New York together. So how about that? Now they're an item. Who cares? I said it was a lighter moment, that we need to have more light moments in the show. So there's your lighter moment, and the number is 2, 2, and 6 degrees of separation. Now, how about this? I wish this would happen to me. Oh, I wish this would happen to me, or to any of you. I read this story, and I was like, oh, that is the coolest story. You ready for this story? I don't want you to go away. You got to hear this story. It's the best story in anything that I'll say this entire week on We Can Count. That's how sure I am of it. A man has the most valuable $10 certificate ever, ever. You'll see, probably. Pennsylvania's Billy Bader turned down a $300,000 offer for his 1933 silver certificate. He owns that certificate that an auctioneer says is worth at least $500,000. It has an unusual inscription. See, it's all about that. It says payable in silver coin to bearer on demand. And it has the serial number A00000001A. It is the most valuable, ready for this, most valuable bill printed since 1929, when bills were shrunk to their current size. Bader said that his late father, who was a collector, bought the bill maybe, you know, 24 years ago or so for about the price of a compact car. Now, that's a good investment. That's a good investment. So what, $20,000 and he's going to make $500,000 or more? They say for sure it's worth at least $500,000. I mean, that is crazy, isn't it? Crazy, crazy, crazy. And I looked at the certificate, and it is, I mean, it's neat. It is. It's that old, you know, 20s look to it. It's very cool. And he inherited the father's collection, so, you know, there you go. You're going to love this. 700 IRS contract workers owe $5.4 million in back taxes. Yep, the Inspector General's office reviewed tax records for 13,600 employees of the IRS contractors, and 691 owed back taxes as of June of 2012. That's a lot of numbers, huh? Woo, that's a lot of numbers. I guess you can still work for them. I thought you couldn't. You're ineligible to work, and apparently you are. Half of the workers are supposed to be ineligible to do work for the IRS because they are not enrolled in installment plans to pay the taxes they owe. And unlike any of the other federal agencies of the government, any that you can work for, the IRS requires employees and those who work on agency contracts to comply with federal tax laws. That means they have to file returns on time and either pay all the taxes they owe or have a payment plan. They could have a payment plan. And they really check, they're pretty good about checking the contract workers because they know that can come back to bite them, the whole delinquency thing, if they don't do it. And especially if these are people, I mean, that's ridiculous. If these are people that are going after other people for taxes and then they haven't filed theirs, yeah, that's probably part of the reason why they're all over that, because they don't want that to happen, to have somebody in that situation where, you know, they don't want somebody in that situation where they haven't paid their taxes and yet they're going after, you know, they're going after other people for the same thing. That's just wrong, 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 wrong. And lo and behold, little JonBenet Ramsey ends up in this edition of We Can Count. The reason why is because there is numbers involved here. John Ramsey, her father, said he's opposed to the release of documents in an indictment related to the killing of a six-year-old daughter, but a judge ordered the release on Wednesday. And this is a 1999 grand jury indictment, possibly shedding some light on why the prosecutors decided against charging her parents in the death. So the senior district court involved in this ruled that the indictment signed by the grand jury foreman constituted an official action and has to be released by Friday. And what'll be interesting here is that the district attorney, Alex Hunter, prepared possible charges against John Ramsey and his wife, Patsy, 3 years after the little girl's death. The indictment has remained sealed for 14 years because he didn't pursue the charges. Remember, I mean, this happened so long ago, her body was found just bludgeoned and strangled in her family's house in 1996, December 26th. That's how long ago that happened. And there were so many twists and turns to this thing that opening those up, that whole grand jury thing, and the public being able to see it, that, you know, that that'll be very, very interesting, I think, to have that happen, because the speculation over JonBenet's death is like nothing I've ever seen the entire time I've been doing media, been doing, you know, talk shows. That's always come up here and there about something with her case or who did it, that whole thing. I mean, it's hung in the balance for such a long time. And, you know, you see her, the video of her at least once or twice a year for sure. All right, this is unfortunate, but, you know, they've had all those wildfires in Australia, and they say they're investigating. They say a military training exercise ignited the largest of the wildfires that have just devastated the most populous state, Sydney. And it, you know, they've had 100 fires. It killed one man, destroyed 200 houses plus in New South Wales, and they found that the massive fire in the city of Lithgow, west of Sydney, began at a Defense Department training area, and that the fire was started as a result of live ordnance exercises at the Army range. And that fire, you know, burned 180 square miles, destroyed a bunch of houses, no injuries or deaths, but it was downgraded from the highest emergency category on Wednesday, thank goodness. But going for a while, and scary as to how bad it was. And I mean, fires all over Australia have been a nasty piece of business. People were told they could go back to their homes on Wednesday night because cooler weather started to settle across the area, and the fears kind of lifted a little bit or were quelled that the fires could spread and threaten homes. There weren't a lot of reports of property loss or damage or, you know, that kind of thing. But man, it's sad to see it. And because I've covered so many of those fires, and I've said this before, Santa Barbara, Santa Fe, bad fire in the national forest there. It's tough. It's tough to get that fire line around, and it's tough to get all this help from all these wonderful fire departments, crews all over the country. But you just can only do so much. With the wind conditions, and if it's tender dry and there's no moisture, it becomes even bigger. Okay, finally, our last one. Do you tweet? Well, Twitter has obtained a $1 billion credit line ahead of its initial public offering. They disclosed that this week. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, blah, 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 Deutsche Bank all helped in arranging the credit deal. So the microblogging company, the most closely watched social media IPO prospect since Facebook, went public last year, and they're expected to begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange by mid-November. Mid-November. Wonder how that'll go with that IPO. A lot of people use Twitter. It's 140 characters. I mean, you're talking about, you know, politicians, movie stars. Who cares? And just people from all walks of life are tweeting. Some people are tweeting the wrong things and they're getting fired, but they understand the power of Twitter anyway. All right, that's it for this version of We Can Count.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Shocked if I told you that the Obamacare website actually won an award. I'm not kidding. The website designer won an award. So what does all that mean when you see what we've been talking about here on the show and so many of you incredibly frustrated by, you know, by what's been going on and trying other people trying to log on and people frustrated by the fact that you have a website that's not usable in many cases, and yet we still have to pay a tax if you do not have insurance. So there's a lot mixed into this. And we keep talking about the younger generation. Oh, where are those healthy souls that have to be put in these health exchanges? And there's a whole lot going on that we could tear apart with this and that we have. In the wings, in our virtual green room, Patrice Lee, who is the manager of outreach at Generation Opportunity, which is a national nonpartisan organization we talked to many times, even member from the Republican convention, advocating for millennials. I love the millennials from ages 18 to 29. Patrice, thanks for popping on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I was stunned to learn this, and that, you know, actually I didn't know this, but there is so much confusion about this healthcare.gov that the Obamacare website designer actually won an award, but this isn't necessarily, isn't necessarily a bad thing, or is it a good thing, or is it just confusing because of what we've seen with the increased costs and all that other, stuff in between?
Sure. Well, yeah, so we are proud to announce that, the the PCI Federal, the company that designed healthcare.gov, actually won our first ever Youth Defender Award. And so what we've done is we're recognizing CDI for doing more than anyone else to really save young people from increased costs and privacy in the use of Obamacare. We think that they have done enough by creating a system and a website that is fraught with the errors and structurally unsound than any other effort could be done to keep young people away from Obamacare.
Yeah. When we look at Obamacare and we look at young people and we see where all of this is headed, basically, what's Generation Opportunities take on it at this point?
Well, you know, Obamacare is interesting for us. We recognize that young people don't realize the negative impact Obamacare will have on them. I mean, Obamacare is a bad deal because it's very expensive. They're going to be facing, these young people will be facing higher premiums, as much as 169% increases because of Obamacare. And in short, we're actually supplementing a system that's more expensive, and we're not getting as much out of it as we should. And then when you look at the privacy concerns, which I touched on just a little bit just now, but young people should be concerned. Their information, if they sign up for Obamacare, is going to go into a national data hub that private information, and it can be accessed by lots of different people. And you know what? It's insecure. It's going to be a hacker's dream to be able to get into that database, and so we're concerned for young people, which is why we launched this campaign called Opt Out of Obamacare, and we think that young people will view themselves we want young people to realize that they've had options before Obamacare, and they're going to continue to have private options afterwards, so they can opt out.
Yeah, what's your feeling? Because you guys really have a pulse of the millennials. Do you feel like a lot of the young people are going to do that and opt out, knowing that they're the prized possessions of those health exchanges that I talked about? Because the way this thing works is they want those healthy young bodies there. Do you think a lot of young folks will opt out of it?
Well, we sure hope that young people will do what's best for themselves. And when they start to see the actual cost, if they could get into healthcare.gov and were to just to take a look at what their premiums would be and what their monthly costs would be, when they see that sticker shock, that's going to be enough to let them know, you know what, there may be other options out there, but I need to consider that would be the best thing for us. And so, you know, we think that when young people start to do that, they're going to make that decision.
Yeah. All right, Patrice Lee, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Terrific. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, so as I mentioned there to Patrice Lee, you know, the big thing really is they're counting on, with this whole health rollout, they're counting on young people to be the backbone of those exchanges because otherwise it wouldn't be affordable. If all you had was sick people, there's no way that would work out for the insurance companies. So there's some people that are pretty nervous about it. You know how I feel? I feel like really what should have happened a long time ago, because I think we do deserve affordable, good health care in this nation. It's ridiculous, as powerful and as entrepreneurial as we are, that we don't have affordable health care in many cases, right? And now, for some, it's going to get even more unaffordable depending on your particular situation. So the bottom line is, I believe they should just erase the state lines and people should have been able to shop around. Then you would have had competition. You would have had better rates. The insurance companies would have had to play ball, and I don't think we would have been in the situation we were in the first place. So check this out. I was looking at another poll. You know how I am, the poll princess, and it kind of relates to all of this. There's a new poll released on Wednesday. It says 6 in 10 describe implementation of Obamacare as a joke, and more voters than not say problems with the government's health insurance website is so bad that someone should be fired. Now, that's not even a Democrat or a Republican thing, even though this was a Fox News national poll. The fact is when you're asking people to sign up, you have to sign up or you have to get fined. For goodness sake, you have to make it easy for them to sign up, and spending $590 million on a website that wasn't working in the initial rollout, especially during the shutdown of the government, that was an enormous blunder. It doesn't matter about your politics. The Democrats And the Republicans obviously realize that. So this new poll also found a majority continued to dislike the health care law. 51% of voters use negative terms to describe the law, saying it's either a step backward or, in many of their words, they were saying, when they were asked, they were saying disastrous. So most Democrats continue to describe the law a little more positively, 12%, wonderful, 62% progress. Republicans continue to call it a step backward. And 60% of the voters say the way the law is being carried out is, as I already mentioned, a joke. And that is because of this website especially. That's why I'm surprised that nobody did get fired as a result of the blunders with trying to sign up. It was just incredibly poor timing on that, especially when you have 3 years to get it right. 3 years to get it right. And here's the big one I saved, the best for last. You ready for this? Almost all voters, 92%, all voters, forget the D, forget the R, forget the I, which means independent. 92% think members of Congress and their staff should be required to live under the laws passed for the American people. 6% think there are times lawmakers should be given special rules or exemptions. So this goes back to the fact that if the health care law is going to be so great, then what should really happen is everybody should sign up for it. And then people who run the government should be on the very same health care that we're all on. And that way we could really test the waters of it, right? Because they would be subjected to the very same thing. Now, the big thing to pay attention to with what we were just talking to Patrice Lee about is, one, how many of those millennials actually sign up or take the fine if they can find them and fine those people the tax penalty. And also, when the website is fully operational and there's not so many of those glitches, is it going to be in the beginning of November, which was what the president was saying, or does it get pushed even further down the road, December? If it gets pushed further down the road to, like, December, I think it is disastrous for the Obama administration, because it's hard to, you know, it's hard to unroll a rollout. It's hard to forget about that kind of a blunder. However, it is not a presidential election year, and it won't be till 2016, 2014, maybe a little repercussions. Maybe. We'll see. All right, so Patrice Lee, healthcare, all that kind of good stuff mixed in between. We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.